Okay, thank you. I'll call the meeting to order, and our first item is the approval of the minutes from the October 4th meeting. They were attached. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second it.
Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is, of course, loans, and we have four loans totaling almost $2.9 million. And, Jonathan, have they been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they have.
Okay.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Thank you. I'll second that. And then is there any discussion regarding the loans for this meeting? All right. Then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye, Brad.
Doug, I vote aye.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay. Then the loans are approved. Are there any future agenda items anyone wants to discuss at this time?
Number four.
I guess item four would come up under this. And at the last meeting, Commissioner LaFollette asked if it was required that the appraised value of trust lands be offered for sale be published. And we put an addendum attachment into this packet that explains the statutory basis for the requirement that the appraisals must be conducted before we can sell the land and have to be public. There's a history on this that goes back to the turn of the century, wherein this board, well, not this board, but a board of your predecessors, were selling land without appraisal or without accurate appraisal that was then gobbled up by speculators and engaged in speculation. And the legislature stepped in and said, no, we've got to have a public appraisal.
Oh.
Makes sense. It's a dog. Thank you. So that means that when we put property up for bid, we have to list the appraised price.
Yes.
And that means people who are bidding will know about what it's worth. Okay.
Yeah, you still have the ability as a board to decline to accept any offer, even if it's in some cases, but it's a practical matter when it meets the appraised price and it's a public bid, we've got to accept the sale. Can I give you one example? We have some parcels that we think have value, but they're connected with other parcels that may not. It may be desirable for us to separate a parcel or two and try and sell the high-valued one and then trade the other to the Forest Service, for example.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Then we move on to the Executive Secretary's report. Jonathan?
I really don't have anything to report, but I'll call your attention to the investment transaction report that Rich prepares, and he'll answer any questions. To date in 2017, have realized profit on sale of bonds of nearly $9 million. And that means that the Common School Fund has got $5.74 million towards the smoothing fund total goal of $16.8 million. And the Normal School Fund has a smoothing fund total of $250,000, which is equal to its required full smoothing fund. So the capital gains have both been distributed to the beneficiaries, or will be, a portion, 25%, and the other has gone to make some progress on our smoothing funds.
Huh. Nice.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All in favor, I presume. And
I vote yes.
Rest of the week.
Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye.